Nightingale.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number two, the Sports Hangover underway, coming to you live from, let's see, Daniel, if I can do this right, Ochsner Sports Performance Center.
Nailed it.
Butched it, I don't know, 100 times.
Only once.
Early this morning.
But
only once.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it was only right before I introduced Dennis Lauscha, team president of the Saints and Pelicans. He joins us to start the show to let us know that we are now your new flagship station for the New Orleans Pelicans, your home for Pelicans basketball. And just to kind of give you a hint and a taste of what that actually means, well, you heard from Dennis, you heard from Coach Gentry, you're going to hear from David Griffin. It's about programming and a little type of content that we can kind of give you that hasn't been done before. That's kind of one of the reasons we're excited about this partnership as well. I'm also excited, though, because I didn't do it in hour one. Kind of a big deal. You had to do the announcement. Joey, officially, welcome us to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day. Is that what it is?
It is. Shock G in a digital underground. Head coach Shauna the Payton, Caleb the Campbell. We may have to, Daniel, maybe redo that.
Do I need to do the home day
well,
part?
Well, I was going to say, maybe we throw in Alvin Gentry's bleep in there, you know? Or that's a hall, folks, or something of that nature. I love
I'm all okay with all the above.
I think we do. The Graph is shaking his head up and down. He says we absolutely should do that. Here you go, Daniel. Words of wisdom to live by. I think we passed it up and talked over. Sorry. But it's peace and humptiness forever. Super happy, dude. You and I have been talking for quite some time to make today possible. Who is Daniel Salison? Well, we've had him on the show. The proper introduction is senior broadcast manager. I thought it was just a broadcast man. Senior broadcast manager, and also deals with the affiliates and coordinating and all the effort. Calls games, as color man. You do a lot of things, don't you?
I do, and that's why the gray hair allows me to be senior manager. You know, that's where the senior comes in. And now it's trying to rein in Graf whenever the opportunity. So, look, it's a big day. We're very excited. You know, new play-by-play announcer. And, you know, Todd and I have been already talking how excited we are to get this thing going. But, yeah, it's been a long time coming. We've been talking about this, and it's a great day for everyone.
Yeah, I don't know if I should be excited for you or fearful for you, because now you get to know what it was like for me for several seasons during Tulane
right
football.
Right now it's
traveling.
Excitement.
It's exciting
so talk to
right
me
now.
But you know, in a few months.
You'll have fun. He has his quirks and his things to get into. One of the reasons we definitely wanted to have you on as well, and again, you're right there, and in my mind, in my heart. I mean, there's Dennis. There's Alvin.
Oh, wow.
And, well, you know, David couldn't come until next hour, so that's why you're here now. But my point is you're right there as well. But there's a lot to kind of get into as to why we wanted this partnership and why it worked out for us. First and foremost, I'm seeing the comments out there. I get it. Our signal is what it is. It doesn't mean that you can't get Pelicans basketball. It's real simple. It's a thing called an affiliate network and program, which everybody has, including your New Orleans Saints as well. And the main reason for that, it's not just for where our signal can or can't get it, is so it can go all over the place, not just the greater New Orleans area, all over the state, North Louisiana, and states all the way around.
And that's what Dennis said at the beginning when he talked to you. He said, this is a Gulf South team. This is not just a New Orleans team. So, yeah, I know there are some concerns about where you can listen to the games, but that's where my job comes in. In building that affiliate network, you'll be able to hear the games on the North Shore, whether you're going to Slidell, whether you're driving all the way to Mississippi. If you're driving from here to Baton Rouge, the games will be on there, post-game show, pre-game show, whatever. We have stations in Mississippi. We're working on Alabama. We have one in Florida as well. So, look, this is a Gulf South team. And everyone that will want to tune in, which I hope is a lot of people, will be able to tune in whenever they want.
Right. The reason flagship is used, it's that's where it's going to be based in hub. The reason why we're excited about this partnership and we wanted to be the flagship is primarily because of content. With Off the Bench, then you have us, and then, of course, Matt Moscone. You have three shows throughout the day where, hey, I'd love to get coaching all the players and you on there. Sometimes I can't. Sometimes there's games, there's shoot around, there's things of that nature. Maybe it's more beneficial for coach to come on in the morning or come on after practice when I'm off the air. This is going to allow Pelicans fans, if you listen from sunup to sundown, essentially on ESPN New Orleans, the ability to hear Pelicans insight from players, coaches, front office personnel throughout the day, not just in a small block. And I think that's what makes it exciting.
Absolutely. There'll be 24/7 Pelicans talk on the station. You mentioned a three great local programming, morning, afternoon, night, that will be talking Pelicans. I already hear it with T-Bob Show in the morning, and of course, Matt Moscona after you. But that's where we're going to come in with all the content, practice reports. Todd and I will be on the road a bunch. We'll be able to send you things from there, whether it's shoot around, player availability, and that stuff that we valued as a partnership with you guys is the fact that, you know, you've been on the Pelicans train since day one, and that shows a lot about, you know, what you have as far as covering this market. And so that's what we wanted to emphasize in this deal with you guys is the content, you know, and we have a new voice in Todd Graffini. We're looking forward to that. It's kind of a fresh start for us. New flagship, new voice, and we're kind of ready to bring you everything Pelicans basketball, and that's where this station comes into play.
I think one of the things that's also exciting, too, Daniel, is we've talked about it, and we still have to go have a brainstorming session, yeah. a.k.a. A nice evening out and just coming up with ideas.
Absolutely.
But it's literally that. I spoke with Jim. I'm going to speak with him in a little bit as well for Pelicans.com. He's been writing as long as I can remember for the website with this team and covers it. It's not just the simple, hey, give us keys to tonight's win. Hey, talk about last night's loss. Man, anybody can do that. You can do it at any time. What I think is going to be interesting, and I asked Jim, and same thing with you too as well, you're around the team. We all travel, or either they're at home games, you get to know their personalities and players. Grab something, do the interview, record it, we'll put it on the air, and we'll put it on the show. And that's what's, I think, unique. In other flagships past or whatever deals, whatever, you're either limited perhaps to when you can do it. Does it affect other programming and shows? When we came to the table and started talking, ours was very simple. If there's anything that has to do with the Pels, it's airable. It's good enough for me. I would have no trouble airing it on the Hangover. And obviously, you have those two other shows as well that can do it. So that's what I'm excited about. I want to learn, you know, what is Ion's playlist? You know, what about some of the other players as well and quirky little stories? And other cities, too. I you got lucky last year. I don't know what it's like to go on the road to come to these other cities and see what it's like from NBA places, man. The Jazz, the, you know, why is Utah, Portland always described as these places? You know, is the new place going to be as loud as Oracle? I mean, these are all storylines and things that you can record and give us interesting pieces.
And that's just a little bit of it, what we're going to be able to bring you. Again, Jim's been doing this for a long time, and he, if there's anyone on the beat that can cover it really well, it's Jim, just for how much he's, you know, in relationship with this team. Mm-hmm. But between you, I mean, we do a lot of podcasts together that we could share. I mean, again, the interviews on the road, I mean, you know, hopefully we bring you as much content as we possibly can. And this year the focus is on content, not only on your station, but also on all of our radio networks, on Pelicans.com, all of our digital shows. You know, we want to bring, you know, we saw on Thursday the buzz in this city regarding Draft Fest in Zion Williamson. We did the show right in the heart of Fulton Street. There were thousands of fans in front of me. There were thousands of fans behind me. And it felt like for us, we were doing College Game Day. We had the fans around. They were screaming. I don't know. They weren't screaming for us, probably.
Yeah.
But they were definitely screaming for that number one pick that came across the board in Zion Williamson. So we want to make sure, you know, and that's, you know, what I get paid for is to make sure that the content is there. And we're going to bring you a ton of it. And that's where your station comes in because of all your relationship with us and the Pelicans talk that you've brought in for numerous years now.
I think what's interesting, too, is that you just described essentially where we are used to being in this room covering the Saints, the black and gold, and being in the media room here. And you can never have enough content for Saints fans.
No.
And that's 24 hours a day, you know, the entire calendar year. And I think that's what's exciting to me is to be able to partner up and hear that, you know, from that organization and going, let's match it. Let's do it. Because I can't find enough time to talk about it. And I find it interesting. And I've always said, look, if you give people the info and you tell people about it and why they're going to care, they're going to care. I've never been or bought into this notion that no one cares, no one matters, because I reference it. Winning is always going to help put butts in seats.
Sure.
But that passion and, you know, connection, it goes both ways. You know, why do I need to feel that way about a team? Why can I connect players being able to do that? Right now you're seeing one of the golden eras that I can ever recall when it comes to the Saints and players connecting with fans, you know, with Cam Jordan and social media the way it is. So you're seeing that a lot more than I've ever seen it. And fans are just in love, you know, with Teddy doing, you know, the
for
dance
sure.
and all of that. So, and that's why it's exciting when the guy like Zion, who's
right.
walking in with almost 3 million Instagram followers, man, it's going to be I keep saying insane. It's going to be fun.
If you don't think the hype is real, again, look at that video from Draft Fest, and it shows you. And I saw a tweet yesterday about New Orleans was the number one rated city for a draft, the NBA draft on ESPN, as far as most watched.
Right.
We look at the regular season. New Orleans was in the top three or five. Mm-hmm. You look at the NBA finals. New Orleans was the top three or five. So say it's not a basketball city.
It's false.
People are interested. They're watching. They're listening. They're engaged. And now you have a new front office with David Griffin in charge and the hires that he has brought in with Trajan Langdon, Swin Cash, Aaron Nelson, and the training staff. And then you look at getting the number one pick in Zion Williamson. You know, stuff that we can't technically talk about that's down the line that could come on July 6th. Plus, you know, free agency hasn't even hit yet. And so now that basketball is – seems like a 365-day-a-year, you know, we cover it so much that we wanted to be on a station that covers the Pelicans 365 days a year, and that's where you all come to play.
Yeah, let's take a quick break, Daniel. When we come back, we'll actually talk about, you can talk about the draft.
I can.
And the draft players as well, and also some of the players that were on the roster last year because, you know what? I just remember I didn't get a chance. Join the intern was saved. Don't worry, I will not forget with David Griffin. And then we've been having a little discussion on our shows the last 2 days.
Okay.
Who you want to play first.
Oh.
Yeah. I make no bones about it. You know who I want. Bring him on. This one over here is scared. He wants the team to get together, you know, mesh a little. I'm like, what are you waiting for?
You have to play everyone sometime.
Exactly right. So what better time than any than right off the bat? And I forgot to tell Coach that. I wanted Coach so bad to get his opinion. Daniel Salerson, Senior Broadcast Manager, also does affiliates here with the New Orleans Pelicans. An exciting day for both of us. I promise you, this is just the start. We got a lot planned for y'all. And excited. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, 71 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, and they can order larger. They stock 2, 3, and 4-blade propellers up to 40 inches. Also, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Listen to this. Alario Brothers now stocking rudder blades. You can make your own rudder. They're also carrying stainless steel plate pieces. You can make your own V-strut. A huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and gripless shaft seals. Also stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings, along with a big line of motor mounts. If they don't have it, they can get it for you. Go visit Alario Brothers before the season. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, Westwego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all 7 high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Sizzling hot summer savings at Greg LaValle Toyota's summer sales event. Our new Express Store makes shopping online easier than ever. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. Or buy a Greg LaValle Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. It's Greg LaValle Toyota's summer sales event. Shop now at GregLaValleToyota.com. We now offer home delivery. Tundra model 8239 MSRP, $38,449, $4,500 rebate, $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 290271A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back inside the Ochsner Sports Performance Center here on Airline Drive. Gus Cottingale with you. It's the Sports Hangover, your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans, the new flagship station. Speaking with Daniel Salerson, senior broadcast manager, and he's helping put together the affiliates. I get it. I promise you, you will hear Pelicans basketball some way, shape, or form. Whether you like to do it on the app, whether you like to do it on a radio, antenna, however you want to do it, you'll figure it out.
Pelicans app, within a 75-mile radius of New Orleans, you can listen to it every night no matter what. North Shore, you're going to be able to listen to it. Baton Rouge, again, and we're not even done finishing our list. Right. There is so much buzz around here that we're not done expanding our market. So if there are concerns about listening to the games, you shouldn't have any because we are going to have you covered. It's my job to make sure it's covered, and we're going to make sure that you're covered because we want you to listen to the games.
We wouldn't get to this stage.
No.
We're talking about it today. Just trust us on it. I promise. Look, we spoke with Alvin Gentry, and listening to him not only here but Thursday or Friday and then David Griffin Thursday and Friday, as somebody that's covered this team and sort of seen it, it's got to be cool. I mean, just to sort of hear not only where everyone is at, but that everyone's on the same page. And how important is that? Because you were on the road last year and you saw all of that. And that's why I finished up with Alvin talking specifically about Drew and what that had to mean to him personally. You know, he's dealing with it as hard as he can. His job's to try to go win games.
Right.
And you have a guy that says, all right, I'll help you do that. I just have, when you were around him towards the end of last year, did your perception or just your thoughts of Drew Holiday change?
No, because I knew that was the kind of guy he was before that. You just saw it more based on how many times he was having to be asked about the situation. But he was always that guy. You felt like he was one of the leaders of this ball club even before the whole situation in January happened. But one, he doesn't want any credit for it. He doesn't even want to probably talk about it. He just wants to, you know, do his job, just go spend time with his family and play some basketball. So, you look in those last couple of years, especially the playoffs, I think the whole world got to see what type of player Drew Holiday was on the court. And it showed in that playoff series against Portland. And now people are starting to see what type of player he is. In January, leading up to the end of the season, you saw the type of person he was off the court. And we already saw it with, you know, him dealing with family issues as well. But he's just such a nice guy, and that's him off the court as well. Whenever you need to talk to him for a second, he always made time for you, and that's the same great thing with Alvin Gentry, too. I mean, Alvin is such a nice guy, and he was able to be put in the front of it all when things went down, and he handled it perfectly. And now that you have a relationship with your GM, that goes a long way. You see it around the league, not just now, but in the past, that sometimes that GM and coach don't always see eye to eye, and that's, you know, the biggest piece of the puzzle here is making sure that they're on the same page, that David Griffin puts a roster around for Alvin Gentry and how his system fits. If you're on different pages about that, then that's where you're going to have problems on and off the court. And so, you know, every time I hear David Griffin talk, I've been saying this to other people, you believe everything he says, just the way he speaks. The first thing in this press conference, all of our employees came back in and he felt like he wanted to run through a brick wall. Mm-hmm. You know, you're ready to go. You're pumped. You're either all in or all out. And you really feel that, and I think that's why I'm really excited to get the season going.
I can hear. I mean, and look, Zion's going to bring the excitement. He's going to be able to bring some of those people as well. We talked about it before the show. Pels fans are locked in and ready to go. They're excited. Got hope. But what I think is interesting is something that I have to think about, too, and we were talking about it. Something like this and what we've seen the last 2 months is probably bringing new attention to the organization and team. The fans that maybe used to watch and hadn't in a while, occasional NBA fans, football fans that say, you know what, let's see what this kid is all about, or this attention sort of it. Last Thursday at Vinny's, we had a gentleman wear a Alabama shirt and an Alabama hat. He's like, I'm all football, man. I mean, like, again, it was June something, and he's wearing Alabama gear from head to toe, right? He's ready for Alabama football. And he's like, I hadn't been to games. He's like, we're buying tickets. I want to go see what it is. So You're getting a whole new part of a fan base that you hadn't seen. So I was almost thinking, like, we almost have to do maybe some clinics, kind of talk about what one-day contract 10 days are, what's this, the NBA trade machine, which Fletcher plays on all the day. Yeah. I mean, all these different
things. We're not going to teach anyone else trade machine because I can't take any more trade machine. Because the salary works doesn't mean, no, you can trade LeBron James for Eric Gordon. Yeah, you know, the money might work there, but, you know, you have to figure out, you know, factor in the teams and what they'd want to do. But, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that's part of why we want to do a partnership with you guys too, is the fact that, you know, it's, this is a chance, you know, to welcome in those fans that maybe don't watch a lot of basketball. That's perfectly okay. We live in the South. I know football rules, not only just in New Orleans, but around the Gulf South. You know, I grew up in the Atlanta area and football's king there.
I'm sorry.
In college football. I know. I'm sure I'm getting a lot of flack for even admitting that I'm from Atlanta.
You get that a lot, I'm sure, right?
I don't really talk about it a lot just because I know for the safety of me and my family, then I don't want to let people know that I'm from Atlanta. So.
Well, I'll say this already today. It's 127. Three times we found a way to say something disparaging about Atlanta. When we spoke with Dennis Lauscha, he made fun of how they're not the number one game day experience, despite their, I think, quote, shiny new little stadium. We've also had Alvin Gentry reference how in some of the photos taken on Draft Fest, there was that lone fan. The Falcons blew a 25-point lead. We'll never let that go, and now we just made fun of you.
Hey, but look, you know.
So, yeah, there we go.
I'm from Marietta, Georgia, too. It's outside of Atlanta.
It's
but, yeah,
outside.
I mean, I'm proud to call Atlanta home. I know this is was not the, you know, the perfect city to move to, knowing you're coming from Atlanta, but look, you know.
Yeah, the opportunity might have been worth it. It just popped in my head. We're going to hit the break. We'll come back. We'll bring in Jim Eichenhofer into the conversation. We'll actually start talking about some of the players that are on the roster and just y'all's thoughts on draft. Because, Jim, you were there for, you know, lottery night, draft day, all that. So I want to get your take on that. But when you look at rivalries.
That's interesting. We've talked about that a lot, actually.
Right? I know. You guys have podcasted and spoken about it a little bit. I thought for a bit, and you saw, like, in the last two, Golden State felt almost like, you know, I don't know, it was almost fun. But, again, everyone wants to beat Golden State. It's got to be LA, right?
I guess there could be a new one with LA. I mean, yeah. Here's the thing that we've talked about here is that, you know, a lot of rivalries in different sports is whether it's regionally, Yankees, Red Sox, played all the time. You know, you look at college football, LSU, Alabama, it's, and, you know, or conferences or divisions. When you're in the Southwest Division, you really don't feel like the Rockets, the Mavericks, the Grizzlies, and the Spurs are rivals. They're just teams you play four times a year. And we were, me and Jim talked about it because, you know, growing up watching basketball in the 90s, there were rivalries. You saw, you know, the Heat, even the Heat and the Knicks. I remember Jeff Van Gundy, you know, grabbing on the leg of Alonzo Mourning. You know, things like that. Like, teams hated each other, and now it seems more players around the league are very buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the quote from Giannis Antetokounmpo, like, I'm not working out with anyone unless they're on my team.
That's,
you know,
great.
That mentality now is everyone wants to team up, and so there is no more – there might be rivalries, you know, every now and then based on, oh, there was a fight, you know, last year, so these two teams hate each other. But that might go away in 2 years because so many players change teams so much. But I think for right now that could be one that, you know, flares up a little bit in the Los Angeles Lakers for reasons we can't technically talk about till July 6th. But, yes, I want rivalries to get back. Yeah. I want for us to be like, oh, it's our heated rivals.
Right, because it's not like football with division titles and all that. But I want to talk to both of y'all as well. We come back from this break, too, because I love what Adam Silver said during the playoffs. Look, the NBA is working, and it's exciting. It's growing globally. And all he does is go, you know what? Maybe we'll change the playoff format. Maybe we'll have a play-in tournament. Maybe 7 versus 10, 8 versus 9 to play in like Major League Baseball. As you're a Braves guy, I'm a Cubs fan, so we know about that. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, it's just great. It's to try to make it even better and to try to eliminate tanking, give you incentive. Hey, get to 10, win one game, you're in the postseason.
Why not?
You know what I mean? It's things like that I sort of love. But I wonder if, like, should division winners maybe get that first round bye if it's a playoff tournament? Things like that to where you make divisions matter? Because right now,
they don't.
They don't matter.
Yeah.
It's Gus Kattengill. It's Daniel Salerson, Senior Broadcast Manager of the Pelicans, on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
On The Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. You took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back in your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. We led things off back in the 12 o'clock hour with Dennis Lauscher, team president for the Saints and Pelicans. That is now up. We just retweeted that as well. The Grass interview, he was a little excited as well. That's going up as well as Alvin Gentry, who joined us at 12:30. And it was a nice revelation, guys, as Jim Eichenhofer joins us here as well from Pelicans.com. Follow him on Twitter at Jim_Eichenhofer and your D. Salerson. I didn't realize his family, maybe his sister wasn't appreciative of the bleep, yeah.
Shirt. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he sounded like he got scolded by his sister. They were not pleased.
It sounded like the sister still has
the emotion, yeah, though, when something like that happens. I'm sure he was definitely not the only one that had that or probably said it. You know, I had a baby in the house, so I had to calm it down a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure those words were flying around.
I told everywhere. Y'all this. I scared Carver. I was yelling so much. He starts going, "Is Daddy okay?" My wife's like, "Stop yelling." I'm like, "We just bleeping won the lottery." So, yeah, there was a lot of bleeping going on everywhere.
I love watching some of the videos that fans sent in. I think Will Guillory put out a thing saying, send in your videos. And just watching how crazy people acted and watching the reaction of some of the people's kids was so funny, because it was the same thing. People were like, "Is Dad okay?" And
exactly.
And just some of the spouses or significant others saying, like, just laughing at how crazy they acted.
They don't get it.
Right, exactly.
Well, I mean, it's because I think, though, that emotional aspect of what we all went through the last couple of months. I mean, I've likened it and used the analogy of, you know, having something big happen to you in a relationship or work relationship or whatever, to where it just changes your entire outlook and future. I mean, it's a big thing, and there's a lot of people who invested emotion, time, money into it. So I think it was just a release of, all right, you know, and you got it, and you were rewarded for it.
I definitely thought that was a big part.
Because you were there draft night, a lot of night.
Yeah, I was, and that we were just all shaking our heads like, I can't believe this just happened. And I think all of what you just said is so true as far as accounting for how emphatic the reaction was from so many people. But another thing too that I would throw in is just coming off of the previous season where you made the playoffs and you won 48 games, and people knew coming through the pipeline that Zion was coming, but you were like, there's no way this team is going to have a chance to get him.
Right, exactly.
So it was just one of those things that just blew your mind that you were to go from having, you never thought you'd even be in the conversation because you figured you'd make the playoffs again,
right,
to, oh my goodness, they just won the number one pick in a year where people probably over the last bunch of years, this was the year to win it. So, I mean, all of that factored in.
I mean, we all work, we all cover the games, but when Duke played, we either tried to watch it or we made sure we watched those. I mean, we all watched last season.
And everyone, all 30 teams were like, man, if we can get a guy like Zion, that'd be it. And look, on draft night, you sit there with a 6% chance and you're like, you know, for me, a big win was just to stay at 7. Look, if you didn't get into that top 4 because of the two teams in Memphis and LA that jumped you, you were moving back to number 9. So you could have left draft lottery night down two spots.
I'd have been happy at four. I had a list of players I wanted at four. I was okay with four. I had come to terms with four. I was happy with four.
It was a domino effect.
It was just crazy. I remember Air Force One flies over my head. I'm outside. And Jordan's FaceTiming. He's going, get inside. We got four. I'm like, what? So I'm running in there. And I'm like, no way. But you were there on lottery night, Jim, and you said what it felt like from a media standpoint. And then you get to draft night. And then you get to where you actually see him here as well. Just your overall thoughts, man. You saw the media scrum, right? I mean, before lottery, a draft night. I forgot who the player was to the left of him. There was nobody in front of his table.
Yeah, it was the guy the Pacers drafted.
Yeah. There was no one in front of him. And literally, I don't know, almost 50 people in front of Zion.
We had three people there from us, from our team, including a freelance guy that does freelance work for the Jets. He was helping us with the video aspect of it. There were so many people that were trying to get in there that I didn't even get into. I couldn't even get into the front of it because there was probably, I don't know, 100 people that were all trying to interview him.
Uh-huh.
And 30 of those 100 probably couldn't even hear what he was saying, but they were still trying to get close. But that was really cool to see. You know, from my perspective, I mean, it was great to be at the draft. Obviously, it was great to get a chance to meet Zion on Thursday night after he was picked.
Yeah.
But I said this to a bunch of people in the last few days. From my perspective, having been here as long as I have and going through some of the stuff that we've gone through, including like you guys just talked about last season as far as the drama, I kind of had a little bit of fear of missing out by not being here. When I saw all the videos and the photos from the draft party, I was kind of like, it was great to be in Brooklyn, but there was definitely a big part of me that was felt like I would have rather been here just to see that, you know, just to see the happiness of everyone and just to see all these people come together and be so excited for this new chapter of the team. I kind of wish I had been here for that.
You should have used your upper body strength to get through that media scrum, man. You know, throw some bows, you know.
I was hoping to stay out of trouble with the NYC police department, so I didn't do that, but I was still able to hear, because of our app, I was still able to hear everything that he was saying, so it was fine.
Look at him just working in the app like that. Look at that. Daniel
Salison. We're good team employees.
Jim Eichenhofer. They're going to be calling Summer League games. We're going to get into that before the top of the hour. I'm not going to forget because we're going to get into that because it's the first time you guys have ever done that.
Yeah, we've never done Summer League games at all. And look, we decided this even before the number one pick. So we wanted to make sure we said that. You know, when we were talking about this, even because we had a first-round pick, because there was so much excitement, we wanted to say, well, why don't we explore this? Let's go out there, try. We have the capabilities of us just going out there in Thomas and Mack Center and calling the games no matter who the picks are. And just the number one pick, obviously, was the icing on the cake because now, you know, everyone wants to see, you know, Zion Williamson, but also some of the other picks, also some of the young guys on this team. So we're really excited to bring it. There's a lot of, you know, there's national broadcasts, of course, but we want to bring you the local coverage. We want to bring you the stuff that we've noticed from being around this team, being around the guys. Jim's going to go out there for training camp, stuff like that. So, I mean, we're really excited, and that means me and Jim see each other more than we probably should, and that continues now in the off season. But I can live with that for 5 to 10 days.
Well, I look at it like this. When you look at it just from last year and doing it now and trying to put together this roster and this team, so there's players we can speak about, there's players we can't, but it's going to be a combination of free agency coming up here as well. We got about 30 mil or so, 30, 31 mil, however you want to look at it. Do y'all both agree it's probably not the year and it's not going to be like some of these other teams where you're targeting one guy and you're grabbing him the whole lump sum? I think it's going to be spread around a bunch. And the only reason I say that, and I'll ask him coming up at two, because David Griffin told us in his introductory press conference when they won a championship in Cleveland, yes, you got to have that big star. That's LeBron. Then you got to put some other really nice all-star players around him. That was Kyrie and Kevin. But he mentioned Perkins. He mentioned the guy that shoots the three, the guy that's maybe the locker room guy that kind of leads you and shows you the way. I think that's how the Pels are going to go shopping in free agency. Y'all agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It seems like that would be the wise move. I mean, who knows what options are available? I'm sure that even the front office doesn't know exactly what is going to be available until July 1st comes. But you definitely, based on not that what's happened in the past really factors in at all to what these guys are going to do, but I do think there's been times, obviously, we've seen where there's been too big of a contract invested into a guy, and then you're stuck with that for 3 or 4 years. So with the amount of money that they have available and different pieces that they want to fill in, it does seem like that would be the way to go.
And I think they're going to focus on guys – whether it's, you know, there's ways you can go around it where you acquire, you know, salary from other teams and acquire assets in that same way in order to use those in the future. Mm-hmm. But also they're going to look for guys that fill the pieces around guys like Zion and Drew and some of the other picks like that. And as you mentioned, David said this and Trajan echoed it in his press conference. They're not going to skip steps. So I know everyone wants the 1 seed, 2 seed, let's contend. It's not going to happen overnight, but they're putting the pieces in place so that when free agency comes around in next year or 2 years from now, we're not talking about maybe having $30 million. You're talking about maybe more, and you have the pieces around that you can attract that free agent to come to you. So I think David's going to use that $30 million, and I'll let him speak for that too, but you know, kind of putting the pieces in place that gives him flexibility in the future, but also fits what you're doing in Alvin Gentry's system.
I've been using this a lot, and I used it yesterday to end the show. 2007, Kevin Durant selected by the Seattle Supersonics. 2008, it was Russell Westbrook. 2009, it was James Harden. It wasn't until 2009 that they went to the playoffs. So it was 2 years in which you had Durant and Westbrook. They did not make the postseason. So, and then I reference what Griffin said in terms of patience. I honestly believe, if not when, is the phrase that I've been using this week, that I think a championship will come here one time, a shape or form. At the very least, the framework looks like what you need to do to be successful is being put in place. So let's see it. But just like when the Saints won in 2009, the team that went to the NFC Championship game in 2006 wasn't the team that won the title. You have to figure out who you are, what you need, and over a couple of seasons, be battle-tested, know, understand what you need, and then you saw that one or two pieces are going there as well. And that's how we're at. We're in the infancy. We're just getting started, and that's where we're going to get into after our next break, Jim, after your next comment. But there were some players last year that became fan favorites that got that. I don't know if it's going to be that, but you got to remember, you saw Toronto just win with a really, really, really top player, mm-hmm. an all-star, and some other guys that really stepped up and just contributed. You can win that way, so you're going to need people other than Zion and Drew and the rest.
I also think, too, that if you listen to David Griffin from the beginning, one of the words that he used that I really liked was, in terms of building the team here, was to do it organically, because that was kind of the opposite of what he did in Cleveland. And I don't know about you guys, but to me, it's refreshing to – you used the word patience a few times. To me, it's refreshing to hear that, because the last few years, it seemed like it was always in the mode of, like, whatever has to be done to fix whatever the situation is, and next week is what we have to do.
Exactly.
So to have, like, a long-term plan and a vision, is very welcomed around here, and I think it's something that especially – the fans can really get behind as well.
And people want to throw out the terms win now mode or rebuild mode. And I don't think the Pelicans are in either of those. I think they're in building mode, which is what all 30 franchises should be. And everyone's at a different place in their time right now. And I think now for David in this new situation is, again, surrounding this young talent with veteran guys, whether it's free agency this year, to kind of just get them going. You know, I saw something the other day, Giannis in his rookie year, 6 points per game.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It took LeBron 3 years to make the playoffs. AD's first playoff appearance here was for 3 years into it. So, look, you know, you're not going to win 60 to 70 games this year. You're not going to win just 10. You know, you're going to be competing every night. You're going to go into every game thinking you have a chance to win, which is all you can really ask for right now. And trust, you know, I told you earlier about the trust I have. Everything David says, you feel like you can really trust. Trust in what he's going to be doing. I'm not going to say trust the process, but trust in what he's doing and knowing that he's going to put the correct pieces
in place. Well, you were here in the room when I spoke with Coach Gentry as we go to break. You heard me ask him that, the importance of knowing the people above you have your back and are supporting you, but more importantly, are trying to build a team for you. I can't say that enough to people. You know, you can like him, you cannot, you can think he can't. Bottom line, when the guy in charge says the draft picks, the free agents, the players we're going to develop, I mean, I'm going to ask him too about it. I'd never heard it before. The two-way coach, that you're going to attach a coach to a player that's going back and forth in the G League. These are things that I'm like, wow, that makes sense, but I hadn't heard before. You're giving your coach an opportunity to win. You're giving that franchise an opportunity to win, which is why I'm excited. It's Daniel Salas and Jim Eichenhofer. We're going to talk a little bit more about this summer league and maybe some of the players we can or cannot see. I don't know. Some guys that maybe finished off the roster last year that excited. Kenny Hustle, well, one of the guys that kind of comes to my mind too, right? Well, is he going to have an opportunity come September in camp to maybe earn a roster spot? I'll ask him when we come back on your new home for Pelicans basketball, the new flagship, ESPN New Orleans.
Reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Who would have thought? Who would have guessed? An energy company helping cars emit less. Making cars lighter is a good place to start. Advanced oils for those hard-working parts. Fuels that go further so drivers pump less. At ExxonMobil, it's what we do best. Efficiency is our driving ambition. It's full speed ahead to produce fewer emissions. Explore more about unexpected energy sources at energyfactor.com. Energy lives here.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, that didn't take long, did it? Not even a day in. I mean, he just gets announced yesterday. Ty Graffanini walking in with his new fresh Pels gear. And what did he just tell you?
No, I mean,
are you still on?
Yeah, he asked.
No, go ahead and say
it.
Go ahead and say it.
He asked if I was still on.
You know what, buddy? You could have been talking, but you're all busy now, walking in and out of the facility like you belong here and stuff. You know,
Matt Ryan, our PR staff, handling, holding his fan mail.
He's got fan mail. I mean, incredible. Walks in and goes, "You're still here." Yeah, we still have Daniel on.
He's got an interior decorator already getting his office lined up.
I
saw a cheetah couch in there that was getting moved in.
Yeah, it's probably some Dodger stuff in there too. Yeah.
You know how many Dodgers texts have already gone from him in the few days that, you know.
You're a basketball guy. Yeah, baseball. You like your Braves. Jim, are you a baseball guy?
Phillies. Yeah. So we don't get along very well during the baseball season.
Isn't
because
it
of
incredible
the NL East.
How many baseball fans there are actually? Every media member is attached to somebody, right? Kushner is Astros.
Yeah.
Triplett, Holder, myself are Cubbies. Mm. You got Daniels, Trahan, East are Cardinal fans. We got Mr. Red Sox over here, our owner, Jerry Trusclair. So I just, you know, we got them everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of baseball fans around here. I put on the Braves. I grew up a big baseball fan, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I grew up in the Northeast, so, I mean, baseball is pretty huge in New York State. But I'm not a Yankees fan or a Mets fan, so it was tough sometimes growing up, but.
Summer League, so you guys are going to call the games, and we're going to hear the games right here on ESPN New Orleans, your new flagship. I'm pumped about that, obviously, yeah. So we'll get a chance to do that. Everyone's going to be asking y'all, right? He wants to know. We don't have a roster yet. We don't know official roster, so that's we don't have that.
We're your roster right now. That's scary to say.
Your roster. And obviously, there hasn't been, at least I haven't seen it officially. We're in the building. There is no official decision just yet as to if Zion's playing, when he can or can't play. Because of players, we can or can't talk. Remember, think of this. The dates are 5, 6, 8, and 10. July 5th, 6th, 8th, and the 10th are the games. Well, if you've been paying attention, certain things can't be made official until the 6th. So you might not even have some of those players that can go in it. So it's a little odd from that perspective, but if you want to see Zion at some point, you're going to see him before the season starts, whether it's here or Team USA basketball, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I expect, you know, you're going to see Zion at some point here, but I'm just excited about just Summer League in general because, like you mentioned, there are some players that will be added to the roster on July 6th, which we'll be looking forward to seeing, but there's going to be, I'm sure, and again, I don't have the roster yet, but I'm sure there's going to be some young guys from last year's team that are going to, you know, contribute a lot to Summer League and guys that played big-time minutes for the Pelicans at the end of the season. So those are the kind of, that's what I'm kind of excited for, too, is just see the development, the growth from, you know, the big-time games where they're playing crunch time in the last 5 minutes or so, all the way to them seeing how they grow in Summer League where you're seeing some of the best young talent in the NBA.
You were there, Jim, at draft night, too, as well. When you look at guys like Jackson Hayes and Alexander Walker, I'm excited to just sort of see what they can sort of do, too. It seemed like they kind of sort of fit. I love hearing, you know, Jackson Hayes sit there and say, hey, look, my job's to block shots and dunk on people. I mean, you know, so things like that can make Summer League games exciting.
Yeah, I mean, people will definitely be looking forward to watching any of the new guys. I should throw in, too, that there's also, I think a couple of these guys have been reported as far as other media outlets. Right. It's not official. There's other players that were undrafted on Thursday night that the Pelicans have signed that will be part of the Summer League team, including a couple guys. I'm not a college basketball expert, but a couple people that have been reported by other outlets.
Fans are excited about this.
Yeah, exactly. People are wanting to see them. And I remember just going back to April, none of this is official, but I remember Christian Wood and Kenrich Williams both said that they were going to commit to playing in Summer League. So those are a couple guys. Kenrich was Mr. Hustle, and Christian Wood had a great, like, you know,
he became
last
a bit
nine
of a
or
fan
ten games.
Favorite, Kenny Hustle.
Yeah.
And I think Christian Wood was second team all Summer League last year. And also keep in mind, this was how Trayvon Blewett earned a two-way contract with the Pelicans, was how well he played in Summer League.
Yeah.
He had the game where he had six threes in one of them. Not only you could see someone, I don't think when people saw Trayvon Blewett that they were like, oh, this is a guy that we need to look out for, but that's where you could see some of these guys on the roster. You're like, I don't know who he is. You might know who he is come next week.
An example that comes to mind, obviously, Seth Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a guy that we saw some of the game like him, and so we did. And he had a nice playoff this year. I mean, you really got to see, you know, him kind of sort of grow. So you never know whether it's here or somebody else on another team. Sean Payton says it famously over here, right? They're not only evaluating their roster, they're evaluating everybody else's roster in the NBA. So when you guys are watching Summer League play, maybe a position, a player may not fit, may not make another team's roster, but there are a lot of eyes out there that could be going, hey, maybe the Pels should call.
And Daniel referenced this earlier. One of the things that I think that we're looking forward to a lot is next week I'm going to be going to the practices for 3 or 4 days, be able to talk to tons of people, just to be able to do the broadcast and give so much more of a Pelican-specific broadcast and information about the team specifically. The coverage that NBA TV and ESPN does are great. But when you turn into those games, you're getting 50-50, one team and the other, and maybe even sometimes it's a third Pelicans, a third opponent, and a third NBA in general. So just to be able to just hone in and focus on New Orleans, I think, is something that we're both looking forward to.
And Daniel, part of our relationship and partnership is that. Jim can come on and talk to us about that and do that. That's the whole reason.
And think about it. This is, again, the first time that we're ever doing Summer League broadcast. So this is new to us, but it's very exciting just because of how much, you know, attention is being drawn to it. Not only just for Summer League because the Pelicans have Zion Williamson, but just Summer League has grown so much, and that's why every game is on national television now that you can watch it no matter where you are. So the fact that we can bring the local flavor to not only the flagship station, but you can listen on Pelicans.com as well. You know, we hope to have Alvin and David on eventually out there. Tons of national writers that I'm sure will love to talk about the Pelicans. That's what we're really looking forward to, and seeing some of those guys that, you know, they're auditioning for 30 teams. They're not just auditioning for the Pelicans. So that's where you kind of see that, and it's kind of cool to see these guys that are fighting for their NBA lives.
It's incredible. We only got about a minute here, so just quick takes. Season ends, Toronto's the champ. They showed that they can win with a certain formula, certain guys. the injuries to Durant and Klay Thompson could really shape the West. We don't know where any of these guys are going to go. Kevin Durant declined his player option. Doesn't mean he can't re-sign with Golden State. I saw some reports out there that he may do that, and the Warriors are like, hey, sign with us, and then if you want to go somewhere, we can trade you so they can get something from him. It's going to be a wild and wacky next couple of days starting, remember guys, 5 p.m. now Sunday. It's midnight. It's actually the 30th, and it's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock. So 5 p.m., make sure your phone's charged.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. And I remember I said on Twitter I was really happy when the Raptors won, and I think a few Warriors fans took that as me hating on the Warriors or whatever you call it. But honestly, we've all heard the last few years that casual fans say, I really want to get into the NBA, but everyone knows Golden State's going to win.
Yeah.
So that was a big part of my take on why I was happy the Raptors won, and I think that it was good for the NBA. It's not against the Warriors. It's something that everyone, I think, appreciates.
All I know is I'm going to have a dent in my phone from my thumb refreshing Twitter every 5 seconds on 5 p.m. on June 30th until July 6th. Tell my wife I love her. You know, I'm all ingrained in my phone this weekend.
I think there's a lot of people keeping an eye on it as well. Daniel Salerson, senior broadcast manager, Suckers will be doing the play-by-play for Summer League games. Jen Eichenhofer going to be doing it for Pelicans.com as well, doing color. Thanks, guys. We'll be talking a lot more now.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Let's
Thanks
dance.
For having me.
Let's I see what he just did there. Let's dance.
Great
David
employee.
Griffin, due next hour on your new flagship for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.